Welcome to Shomar Shava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Zayin. In the end of Amud Beis, the Gemara brings Rav Chanina said, "Ein adam noikef etzbo milamato, elin ken machrizim olov milamal." A person will not hurt his finger unless it was announced up there. From here, the Gedoyle Kubolim, the Sfarim, they speak about the idea that you see from here how everything that happens to a person in his lifetime is all nikva milamala. It's all written above. The Sefer Shomer Emunim, the Kadmon, the earlier Shomer Emunim, and Vikuach Beis, he brings this Gemara, he says this shows that every single thing is bashgacha pratis. Nothing happens to an Adam unless it was nikza milamala. You can add to this what the Chavis Levavos writes in Shara Bitochin. He writes his Shita, which Gdoyle Adoyers all agreed with him, that even Adam who has Pchira Chavshis, has free will, cannot hurt somebody else if that person doesn't deserve to get hurt. So if Reuven tries to hurt, to punish Shimon, Shimon will not be punished if he doesn't deserve it. Because everything is Nikva Milamala. Now the problem is the Ramban. Because the Ramban, Parshas Vayero, on the Pasuk Ki Da'ativ, he says that Ashgacha Pratis Mamesh is only a Tzadik. Only Tzadikim have Kaneh HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you're looking at them completely with Ashgacha Pratis. But when you talk about a regular person, this Ashgacha is not so specific. That's what the Ramban brings. So the Kehilas Yaakov, the Encyclopedia L'Inyoni Kabbalah of the Baal Meloh HaRoyim, in Erech Hashgacha, he brings the Ramban and asks the Ramban from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, "In Odom Noikev Etzbo Milamato, Elaim Ken Machrizim Elo Milamalo," tells you that every person, whatever happens to him, is because of Hashgacha Pratis. So according to the Ramban, that applies only to Tzadikim. So says the Kehilas Yaakov, the Hefsher, even according to Ramban, every person could be in that level if he's mispala, if he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you'll be in that level. And he adds, maybe also, if a person has a schus gadol, a big schus, he also is able to be in that level. And maybe one can suggest, al zeh derech, that this really connects to what we spoke about in the previous shiur regarding Einu Milvadoi. Then if a Shechaim who says that Einu Milvadoi is a person can bring himself to that level of Einu Milvadoi if he wants to. If a person chooses, he can go to that level. And that's what we showed him that say that a Boteach B'Hashem Chesed Esovenu, someone who relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you'll have Chesed. So the same way you have an ability for somebody to come and connect to Einu Milvadoi, a person can connect to the Mahalach of Hashgacha Pratis. Meaning, it's the same two memories of Rav Chanina connect to each other. Rav Chanina said that a person can bring himself to Einu Milvadoi. Rav Chanina also said that a person can bring himself to Einu Adam Noikef Etzbo Milamato El Kenechiz Machiz Milamala. According to the Mahalach, the Kehilas Yaakov, if it doesn't happen automatically, but a person can bring himself to that level, can be in a makor, in a place of being in Hashgacha Pratis. And I saw that the Sifsi Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedland there, does connect these two ma'amorim, and he says they both go the same ma'alach. Rav Chanina, who said that a person can be in a dargo of Einu Milvadoi, he also says that a person can be in a dargo of the Hashgacha, that every small thing that happens to him happens by Hashgacha Pratis. And according to this Melor HaRoyim, according to this Kehilas Yaakov, the way he explains the Ramban, if a person does not live in that level, if a person doesn't bring himself to be in the emuno of Hashgacha Pratis, so Echanami, things could happen not in a very specific Hashgacha Pratis. There's a big chiddush that happens, the Kehilas Yaakov is telling us, according to Ramban, v'yesh li ayin b'zeh mo'oid. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shorim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.